are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
To proclaim your faith boldly means to openly and confidently declare your beliefs in God, Jesus Christ, and the teachings of the Bible, regardless of the circumstances or potential consequences. I'm reminded of Paul there when he says it, Paul or Titus, one of them, saying that I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, you know. So we're going to be looking at that on how can we help now our girl children and even ourselves. This one, I think it's for everyone else. How can we now boldly proclaim our faith? And we are joined on the line once again by Sister Cleo, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, Sister. How are you?
Morning. I am okay, rested from yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I can hear you. The last time you were under the weather a bit, today you're a bit better, like 20% better.
20% does not sound promising, but it's something.
But it's something. You know, it's fine. It's going on.
Yeah.
Are you okay, my sister, though? Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Thank you. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, once again for this wonderful session that we are about to have. May you please be with us now. Let your word speak through us, O Father God, and let your Holy Spirit abide with us. And may the word nourish us in the manner that you want it to. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, we're looking at all things boldly proclaiming our faith. So what are some practical ways, Sister Leo, that Christian women can demonstrate boldness, you know, in proclaiming their faith amidst cultural challenges of today?
Sure. Yeah. Hey. This one is a very difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of that verse where God says, stand and you shall see the salvation that I shall do for you today. And I think that requires for us there to stand no matter what happens. You know, I'm reminded of a time where my faith just changed, mm-hmm. and it just turned into a situation where I never used to dream before, and mm-hmm. then I started, and then it was a new thing for me. I did not know what was happening. Hey, it was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I could see that these dreams are coming up and they are passing.
Mm.
When I see something passes, so I did not know what to do with myself. I was like, God, am I becoming a sangoma?
I knew you were going there.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
And it was very hard for me, you know, and because of the culture that we are in, you know, and what is happening in our surrounding.
Mm.
But, you know, the Holy Spirit had to remind me that the devil is not able to create anything.
Mm, mm, mm.
Everything that he uses, it's a counterfeit of the real thing.
Mm.
And I had to go and look for the real thing. What does God say about the real thing, you know?
Mm.
And that's where I found my comfort. Those are some of the challenges that I've had to face.
Yes.
As a Christian woman in the faith, you know? And so the practical way I would say is that you go to God and you ask God to say, God, what is the real thing?
Mm.
What do you say about this thing?
Mm.
What is the, I see the counterfeit, but what did you create? Mm. What do you say about this issue? You know, and that's how we maneuver the challenges that we face in our Christian walk. We ask God for the truth. He says we must wear the belt of truth in our Christian walk. ask him for the truth. He will give you, he will guide you for the truth amidst whatever challenges that you may be in. Yeah.
And what you have just said now, Sisley, you know, for me, I take it as a testimony, you know, that you had this thing and the Holy Spirit was there to say, hey, relax, you know, in a way, because sometimes we need to hear these testimonies. And which is leading me now to my next, you know, question here. When now we are hearing these testimonies, does it help us to also go out there, you know, and proclaim our faith boldly and also testify as well? Because we do have testimonies, but like, hey, yeah, no, this one, I think it's not appropriate for ears to hear, you know, or I'm not sure how I can craft it nicely for people to hear, so I'd rather keep it to myself. But when now we hear testimony saying, I just had a dream, guys, and I started to panic, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me, would that help us, you know, to be able to go out there and proclaim boldly and also testify?
Yeah, so I think it goes back what we were talking about on Tuesday. You don't just share anything and everything anyhow. Time and opportunity is very important. You don't want to be sharing things to people who are not ready to hear them, because it may not assist them in any way. So what I've learned is that you let the Holy Spirit guide. You know, you let the Holy Spirit tell you. Like, for instance, I think there would be times where I would just get a call from somebody and the person would be saying, would start talking, you know, and trying to share some an experience that they had. And you can see that they are having a conundrum on this issue or on this matter. And you will then hear the Holy Spirit nudge you and say, tell them, how did you experience me when you were faced with a similar situation? And then you will see that, and you will see that this person did not even know that I was faced with this or that I had gone through this. They themselves, wherever they were nudged by the Holy Spirit to call me. And I needed then to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and say, you see, no, this is how it... this is how God helped me when I was in this situation. Why don't you try him? Because at the end of the day, remember there was a time where I think our main focus for that year was be the sermon, you know. And that's when then you learn that being the sermon means that you take people through your experiences with God and let them... You show them how God has been a true living testimony in your own life and how it has really assisted you. And it's only through experience we are able to do that. So how do we effectively share our personal testimonies by boldly proclaiming our faith? It's through our experiences. We let God lead us in our own personal lives, and then we understand that whatever it is that we go through, it's not for ourselves. It is for the glory of God. It is for us to show how God assisted us in going through those personal or challenging times of our lives and how he pulled us through. And each and every step of the way, we let the Holy Spirit guide us in terms of, is this the right place for me to share this? Is, you know, you don't just share because you want to, or because you want to gloat. You let the Holy Spirit guide you in terms of the ears that are ready to hear what you are doing.
Indeed. So looking at, you know, we spoke about social media on Tuesday, you know, for the girl children. But then now for us, the older folk, you know, we are not that old, guys. Yes, it. For us, you know, middle-aged, you know, women. You know, how can we now, you know, use social media? Because we are there. Oksala, we are there. Even though we don't do the challenges because we can't dance to save our own lives, but we are there. You know, we are seeing all of these things. You know, how can we use it now, you know, to proclaim our faith boldly and let other people know, Ukutibona, we are Christians. This is what we believe in.
Yeah, like I said again last week, it's important that you it does not become a religious thing, first things first, because sometimes we really get caught up in making it a religious exercise to a point where it no longer becomes effective to those that are watching. But in order for it to be effective, only the Holy Spirit knows who needs what when. And when we let the Holy Spirit guide us, then we are then able to say, when I wake up this morning and I maybe read the story of Paul or whoever, and then the Holy Spirit says, I think Zanele would need that today.
Yes, yes.
And then you share with Zanele. Or I think Cleo would need that today. And then, and of the times that that has happened to me, I would read a devotion in the morning. And then that verse as I'm reading it would remind me of a sister in Christ that I have not spoken to in a while, you know. And then when I then allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and I say, oh, I was reading this verse today and I thought of you. I hope you are okay. And then half of the time you would hear the response say, oh my gosh, this is so relevant to what I'm going through this morning. Thank you. You know, and then we are effectively ministering. We are just not bombarding people with devotions, and but we are really speaking to the needs of their souls and spirit at that particular time by letting the Holy Spirit lead you. So it's important that you, even when you are reading your own Bible, you listen to what God is saying to you as you are reading that devotion. Who is in need of this? Who must I share this with? And then you go with that leading. And people that way are able to say, oh my gosh, then I'm not alone. The Holy Spirit really does care about me. He can actually see what I'm going through, you know, to a point that he's going to nudge someone who's in the other side of the country who does not know what is happening in my life. And then, you know, this comes in. And then we are then able to say, oh, wow, this God is so practical. This God is so alive.
Yep.
You know, so it's important that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us like that.
And, you know, as you're saying, Uguti, the Holy Spirit must lead us. I'm thinking now, Uguti, how can we now have that conversation as women when we are all sitting, you know, and then we start speaking about our faith, we start speaking about God, without seeming like we are forcing people, you know, or we are bullying them into believing what we believe in them, because, hey, we can get too passionate sometimes. But how now do we have this conversation with people around us, proclaiming, you know, our faith in boldness, yet being humble about it?
Yeah, I'm thinking about me and my friends.
Are you that friend?
I think the friends that I have now, we, Bula is my closest friend. I think she calls me like every morning, and there's nothing else that we talk about. Our top of the morning is always about what God said today, what God said last night.
Yeah,
like that's all we talk about, you know. We are constantly glorifying his name and saying, oh my gosh, this was wonderful. And I guess it's about you allowing the people that come into your space and into your life at a certain particular time. I'm not gonna now for instance, I've got friends at where I used to work who are not in the same faith as me. And then we come in the morning, and then you come to me and you say, yo, maybe my husband, I don't know, had an accident or whatever. And then bombard you with verses. No, I first become compassionate. I become loving. I become a friend that you need me at that particular time. You know, I avail myself to the circumstances that the person needs me for that particular time. And then as the conversation unravels and as the conversation goes on, the Holy Spirit again makes a way. If ever we have to talk about the Bible, he will make a way for it to come in. Sometimes it's not even you who will start the conversation about the Bible. The person will just, like, out of nowhere, will just say, you know, I was wondering, what does God say about 1, 2, 3, 4? And then you then bring them in when you need to bring them. But you always meet people at their point of need. more than anything. We don't just speak. We meet people at our point of need. If ever a person is needing compassion at that time or empathy, you meet them with empathy and compassion and with love. Mm. And then the rest will fall into place on its own. But we don't just prompt, because sometimes you telling me a verse when I'm really hurt or I'm really going in pain, it's not going to help me at that time. Mm. All I need maybe is just a hug.
Yes, yes.
I know that God loves me, but right now I just need a hug. You know, and then maybe that hug is what's going to lead me to say, I really wonder, why is it so easy for you to handle certain circumstances? Tell me, how do you, you know, and then you then bring them in. But you meet them like Jesus. He meets us at a point of need as well. We don't see him when he sees a blind man saying, let's go to what God says.
Yeah.
Instead, he first heals you.
Yes.
And then he starts preaching. Mm. You know, so I think Nati, our mindset needs to be that way, that let me meet you at your point of need, my friend.
Yes.
And then everything else will follow. The Holy Spirit will then make a way. Your heart will also be opened to whatever it is that I'm going to say.
And that's very quite good. Hey, Uguti, heal first before the preaching, because most of the time we come with all the scriptures, you and all the theories and everything else. And the person doesn't want to hear that at that time. We're not saying don't preach, but at that time, they just want to say, can I pray for you? You just pray for a person. Can I hug you? That's all they need. And then after, that's when you say, you're one there in the Bible, ne? It says, cast all your burdens. Yeah, but Maratina, we start with the cast all your bed. I'm like, dude, like, no, not now, you know, like, not now. But yeah, but I hear what you're saying, you know, Sis Leo. So any closing words regarding this issue of boldly proclaiming our faith before we close? And after that, please do pray for our women so that they may go out there and proclaim their faith without fear nor favor, but with boldness and humility.
Yes. I think, yeah, that is you touching humility there. We can be very difficult when it can be difficult when it comes to us relaying God in a humble way, because all the time we think we know it all. We have the right gospel. We so humility is definitely very important. It's one thing that we really need to. I don't know. It doesn't come easy, I must say. It requires us to be humbled by God. In ways that we can also not imagine. Like God will like allowing God to strip you of everything that you have. Even when he has stripped you off of everything that you have, you are still able to go out there and say, he is God. He is alive. Because your faith is not dependent on what you have, but on who God is in those instances, despite whatever it is that you had gone through. And that is humility. And I think once we've gotten there, that is when we are able to actually show people who God is, not because of what we have, even in circumstances where we've got nothing. You know? So, I hope the Lord may help us in making sure that we proclaim him even in circumstances where our emotions and our circumstances don't allow. And we become the living sermon nonetheless. Even when you want to cry and everyone is saying, how are you not crying in this situation? You are still able to say there is a God who takes care of me, who, you know, let people see him live through you.
Yeah.
I think that that is as bold as it can be. So, yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. Please pray for us, Sis Leo.
Yeah. All right. Can we please close our eyes? Father God, may you please help us. Thank you. Help us to be bold in whatever circumstances that we may find ourselves in. Give us discernment, oh Father God, for each and every situation. that you place us in so that we can effectively minister to your children in ways that are going to help them repent, help them have conviction in their hearts, and help them draw closer to you. Sisizeke Jehovah, in each and everything that we do, let us let you lead us and help us to do the things which you want us to do according to your will. We pray now, Holy Spirit, that you continue to guide and protect us in each and everything that we do. And may you please be with us. Sis Zanele, continue to help her grow in you and in this ministry. We thank her, O Lord, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sis Leah, for always availing yourself for us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.